talk to you about victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Say that with me now. If we're going to go fast, you got to help me. Come on. Victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at it. Here we go. Fast. 1 Corinthians 15, a great passage on the resurrection. If you want to get into that today and read it and look at it, it's incredible. It's beautiful verses that will really bless your heart and give you encouragement. But thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Victory through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, since you got victory through His resurrection, that's what that passage has been talking about. 1 Corinthians 15. Because you have victory through Jesus, you can do something. Therefore, my beloved brethren, say this verse with me. Can you do it loud? Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Three words stick out. Now, you got to set up. Look, if I'm going to preach, set up. Amen. Y'all listen to me. Come on. I don't sleep on you. Come on. Help me here. You kidding me? Say, are you seriously kidding me? I'm ugly. Come on. You sleep at the house. Come on. Here we go. Three words. Steadfast. Wake up. How about that? Amen. No, steadfast. In salvation, that word means loyal and determined. I can be that in Christ because of His resurrection. Unmovable in suffering. What happens when bad things happen? Guess what? Not changing positions. Amen. No matter what happens in my life, I'm in Jesus Christ. I'm saved. I'm sealed. I'm going to heaven. It's a done deal. My name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Ephesians says I'm already seated up there. I don't understand it, but that's what the Bible says. Amen. Abounding in my serving. So whether it's in my salvation, in suffering, or in serving, I'm abundant and running over because of the resurrection of Christ. Amen? It's only when I don't think that way. You know that's the truth. When you know, we'll wait on you. Come on, come on, come on, bro. Come on. Here we go. Listen. You know when you think that way, you can about do anything you want to do. You understand? It's only when we want to pitch a pity party for ourselves, when we want to look at the negative, but when you think about the power of God and the power of the resurrected Christ, I can be steadfast, I can be unmovable, and I can abound in anything that I do, no matter what situation I find myself in. Y'all listening or not? I'm not saying you're going to get wealthy. I'm not saying any of that. But I am saying this. You can get up and you can have a great attitude. You can touch people's life. You can be a better mom, a better dad, a better young person. You can do it. You can do this because of the risen Christ. Amen? You can have that. That's what the Bible's talking about. Victory. Let's keep going, Raj. This is what we get through the power of the resurrection of Christ, that I might know Him and the what? Say it with me. Power of His what? Resurrection. There's power for my life. And the fellowship of His what? So that means I can know the power of His resurrection and I can actually suffer with Him. Being made what? Conformable to Him. The Christian life, there's going to be a life of suffering. There's going to be some hardships. There's going to be some struggles. But the beauty is, you can be steadfast. You can be unmovable, and you can abound. And guess what? You'll be a testimony. You'll be a testimony to others. Hey, when things are going great and you smile, people look at you and go, well, I can do that. Amen. Say, the ball team wins and y'all have, yay! Well, who wouldn't be? But what do you do when you're beat or beat down? Are you still steadfast? Are you still unmovable? Are you still abounding? You can do that through the power of the resurrection. It's incredible. That's who we have, Jesus Christ. You must have that power, the power of the resurrected Christ in you. A skeptical attitude about the resurrection of Jesus ain't going to cut it. If you're skeptical about the resurrection, well, I mean, I go to church and, you know, I believe the Bible, they'll be here, but you know, when I was a kid, we did this. Well, don't be surprised if your faith is about jack squat nothing. And when struggles do come or life you're living, you're not victorious in your life. But don't blame it on God. Don't blame it on me. I told you could have it. But you're hanging on to something other than the resurrection of Christ. You understand? I'm telling you what. If you'll press in towards the resurrection of Christ, that my risen Savior, if you'll take that attitude of yours and that heart and that belief of yours, and you'll press in more and more and more, and when doubters or skeptics say this or that, you just keep pressing in by faith into the Word of God, I'll tell you what, you're going to be strong. You're going to abound in the Lord. It's the truth, man. I've seen it over and over again. Did Jesus raise from the dead? I'm just going to share this with you real fast. The Apostle Paul gives three proofs. I'm just going to share one with you real fast. Here it is. Here it is. Number one, my own salvation. Did Jesus Christ raise from the dead? Why, you won't dare, preacher. You don't know. You're right, I don't. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for we must believe that He is, because He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. Okay? You can't please God without faith. You can't come to Christ without faith. Okay? People say, well, if I could just, you know, if I could get hit by lightning, well, good, maybe you will. It's the dumbest things we say. Amen, say. You know, if I could just see a miracle. Well, you know what? God's not in. He's not going to do that, friend. He says you need to believe that my Son died on that cross and rose from the dead. All right? And now listen, here's proof of my salvation. I'm just going to give you this one. How do I know there's a resurrected Christ? Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you also have received, and wherein you what? Stand. By which you're what? Saved, if you what? Keep in your what? Memory what I preached unto you, unless you've what? Believed in vain. I'm going to stop right there. I'm done with the message. We're done. Here we go. We worked in the clocks back there, man. It's looking at me in the face. Listen. Why do I believe in the resurrection? What is a proof of the resurrection of Christ in your life, Clark? Here it is. My own salvation. My own salvation. I was there when it happened. It was December 18th, 1977. I remember listening to a man after the message. I came forward and he shared God's word with me. I was a hell-raising teenager. All I said out of my mouth was GD this and F this. That's the way I was. I was wild. And they took the word of God, showed me I was a sinner, and I'm like, got that one. And that Jesus died for me, He rose for me, and that He loved me. By faith, if you put your trust in Him, He'll forgive you of your sins, He'll come into your life, and He'll live. He'll never leave you. And guess what happened? He did. He did. And sorry old me came into my life. It was 6 months. It wasn't immediate. Now, my mom, I also got the proof of my mom. I watched my mama being a drunk. She received Christ, went home, poured a mess down the sink, lived a saint, like a saint from then. I couldn't believe it. But for me, it's 6 months. I was actually 6 months into my salvation, and I caught myself not saying bad things, bad words. I was like, something bad happened. Instead of me cussing, I was like, shoot. Or dang it. You know, I was like, what are you doing? You're crazy. I started to have a change. You understand? So how do I know there's a risen Savior? My own salvation. Period. See, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I hope that you believe in Christ. I want you to believe in Christ. But at the end of the day, I believe in Christ. And see, what's cool is you live life longer, more mess happens. And you realize, wow, He's alive in my life. And I'm still making it. And you're getting stronger in your weakness. That's a risen Savior inside of you. That's being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding the work of the Lord. You hearing what I'm saying today? There's two other proofs we're not going to say today. They'll be there in that message. But number two is Old Testament scriptures. It was foretold He would raise from the dead before it ever happened. Tons of them. Number three, He was seen by many, many, many eyewitnesses. But you know what? For me, guys, to be honest with you, proof number one's fine for me. I'll keep proof number one. He's alive in me. Amen? Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Are you kidding me? If He wasn't alive in me, I'd really be in bad shape. Amen? You know what I'm saying? But He's alive in me. And the question is He alive in you? Do you believe in Christ? Is He alive in you? Can you say, I believe in the risen Christ because I've seen what He's done in my life? Can you say that? How hard is that? Say. You should be able to say that. Amen? So that's my encouragement to you today. Proofs of the resurrection. Mine is, He's alive in me. I was there when it happened. Can you say that? I was there when it happened. Well, you weren't there when He rose from the dead. I was there when He rose up in me. I was there when he rose up in me. How many can say that? I was there when he rose up in me, Pastor. I was there when he rose up in me. Say that with me. I was there when he rose up in me. One more time. I was there when he rose up in me. And if you can't say you were there when he rose up in you, good chance he didn't rise up in you. Amen. How do you make that happen? The Bible says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart. Like, watch the scripture. That God raised him up from the what? Dead, and thou shalt be what? Saved. Amen. Let's stand on up and let's do that. Let's confess the Lord today with a prayer before we leave today. Whether you're saved or you're Christian or not, I want us all to say this together. But if you have truly, listen, if you can't say like I've said today, and don't pull that line now, well, you're a preacher, he's supposed to rise up in you. That is crazy. I'm no different than you are. I struggle. You don't even know, we'll know what some struggles I got. Amen? Come on. All right? The bottom line is, don't make excuses. There are hands that went up all over this auditorium that said, you know, I was there when it happened because he rose up in me. Amen? You should be able to say that. If you can't say that, why don't we nail that today on Easter Sunday morning? And I want to lead you in confession today with your mouth to confess Christ. Would you say it with me out loud? Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth that I've sinned. I ask for your forgiveness. And I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. I believe that best I know how. And Jesus, rise up in me. Live in my life. I want my life to be living proof of a risen Savior living in my life. Help me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. With heads bowed, I'm done. How many would say, Pastor, I said that prayer with you. I do this for you, really. It encourages me. But you'd say, Pastor, there was some doubts there in my heart. I said that with you. I meant that with my prayer this morning. I said it with my mouth. Nobody made me do that. I did that, Pastor. And I just made that confession that I meant it in my heart. Can I see your hand just up and down? If lots of you today, and I don't know where you're coming from, but I know this. You did what I did years ago. And he ain't left me yet. Amen. Father, thank you for a good morning. Thank you for these good folk today that come to hear the music and that took time to hear the word that I was going to give. And Father, I pray you'll touch this word. It's good, Lord. Thank you so much for rising up in my life. Thank you for never leaving me, even though others have. You didn't. And you said in your word you wouldn't. And you're good for your word. Thank you for that. Thank you for being a great Savior. I pray you'll help me, Lord, to live for you. I pray you'll help others who are asking the same thing from their heart, to live for you, that others can see the risen Savior in our life. Help us, God, we pray, to keep pressing, pressing, pressing toward you. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys. I had a good morning. Thank you so much. I was feisty, I know.